今天早上就有两节课。
I was scheduled to have two sessions this morning.
由于万川道他昨天 miss 不来哈，所以我就帮他找virtual class 去上了四节课。
However, because our teacher missed his flight schedule got changed, therefore we have a change of schedule as well here.
请魏传道今天早上代替我在这边上两节。
And Peter Yet, he shared two sermons here with you this morning.
我这次出埃及记排了大概14节、15节的时间。
This time we have about 14 sessions of book of Exodus.
我想说，我们要用一起互相学习的态度。
We're going to use the attitude of learning together.
那家属说，光我讲，你们都没有去做作业的话，可能你收获会比较少。
Therefore, it is necessary for all of you to keep up
with the homework. 所以我们在上课当中就是给我们一些学习的方法。
And during our sermons, we're going to share some ways to learn together.
所以一方面你听课，一方面你要做作业。
Therefore, in the meanwhile, while you're listening to me, you should be doing your homework as well.
这样你自己去学习，这样才会比较深入一点。
And in this way, we can learn to more depth of the truth.
所以要来之前呢，有安已经送给大家一些有关出埃及记必须要思考的一些问题。
Before coming here, I believe you have all received some material on Exodus.
那也希望我们大家事先都要读过。
And I believe that you should have read it.
所以我现在要问一下。
Therefore, I'm asking you a few questions for you.
你要来之前呢，有把出埃及记读过的人举手，举手。
Raise your hand if you have read the book of Exodus. Raise your hand high.
请把手举高一点。
So、I can see it.
感谢主哈，大概一半。
Thank God, we have about half of you read it.
还没有读的，希望你在这几天呢、你用利用时间把它读。
And if you haven't got a chance to read it through, please finish your reading in these 2 days.
不然的话，你会跟不上。
Otherwise, it would be hard to keep up.
因为我们用。自己研究的这一种方法，我们只是给你讲方法，然后你要自己去研究，啊，自己找出一些心得来。
Because the way we're going to conduct here is you have to do your own study.
所以我希望说不要用光是讲，因为你只有我讲，你的收获会觉得非常有限。
Because if you only listen to my sermon, then what you can learn is quite limited.
那个出埃及记啊，跟创世纪有关系，因为是创世纪的延续。
And the book of Exodus is quite tightly connected with the book of Genesis.
你读出埃及记的前面几节，你就会发现说，这是从创世纪的后续来的。
And from just by reading the first few verses of Exodus, you can see that it's a continuation from Genesis.
因为创世纪的最后啊。就谈到耶稣年纪大了，50:24
At the end of Genesis chapter 52, it says Joseph was growing.
创世纪50:24
Genesis 50:24
说耶稣对他们说：“我要死了，但神必看顾你们，他领你们从这个地上去，到那启示。”所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的地，25节。
24 says, Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am about to die, but God will surely come to you at your aid and take you up out of this land, to the land he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
耶稣叫以色列的祖孙起誓，说神必看顾你们， 那你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。
And Joseph warned the children of Israel to make an oath that they will move his remains.
二十六节说，约瑟死了，正110岁。
26 says when Joseph died, his age was 110.
对吧？人用香料把它熏了，把它收敛在棺材里，停在埃及。
And says here after they embalmed him.He was placed in a coffin in Egypt.
所以创世纪我们谈过前面的十一章讲四上古的四件事情。
And we have discussed about Genesis, the first four chapters, talk about ancient times.
十二章以后到五十章讲选民的四个祖先，你们记得吗？
And then from chapter 12 to 50,It talks about four ancestors of the chosen one.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
那所以创世纪就到约瑟离开世界这样结束。
And Genesis ends when Joseph licensed.
那创世纪一开始啊，就说我们看一章一节。
Beginning Exodus, let's read chapter 1 verse 1.
以色列的众子各带家眷和雅各。一同来到埃及，他们的名字就在下面。第二，有流便、西面、地位、犹大。第三节，以撒加、西布伦、便雅悯。第四节。但拿伯达利、加德、亚瑟。第五节。凡从雅各而生共有70人，耶稣已经在埃及。哦、第六节说。耶稣和他的弟兄便拿赛的人都死了。第七节，以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂极其强盛，满了那地。好、哦，你讲到一开始就讲到耶稣全家下埃及。
In the beginning here mentioned about the whole family of the whole household of Joseph went down to Egypt.
后来耶稣跟他兄弟离世了。
And after Joseph and his brothers passed away,
啊，这个以色列人在埃及地就生养众多啊，非常强盛。
Their descendants grew in big numbers in Egypt.
那第八节开始说，有不认识耶稣的新王起来治理埃及，他们就开始逼迫以色列人。
And verse 8 says the king, the new king who didn't know about Joseph came to rule Egypt.
其实这个是从耶稣到这个新王兴起，大概300多年了。
And time span was about 300 years from Joseph to this new king.
啊，因为按照创世纪里面讲到，他们到第四代，啊，他们在埃及寄居第四代，啊，神会再把他们带回来。
Because according to the Bible, it records as to the four generations that they have been living in Egypt.God will bring them back.
所以他们下埃及以后啊，到回来大概是400年。
Therefore, they are about 400 years from the time they start to live in Egypt till they go out of Egypt.
哦，所以我现在是让我们知道说，创世纪跟出埃及记两个是连接的关系。
This is the relationship between these two books.
那这里面所记载的就是以耶稣的家族啊。他们本来70个人下埃及。
And the household of Joseph, there were 70 to start with.
其实在创世纪的46章啊，就把他们所有70个人啊民族的列出来。
And in Genesis 40, chapter 46, it records all the name of the 70 people.
他说在这边只是很简单的啊记载他们的啊雅各的12个儿子的名字而已。
Exodus chapter 1 just simply records the 12 sons of Jacob.
下埃及的说是70个人。
And the entire population were about 70.
那要出埃及的时候，光男丁就60几万人。
And when they are about to leave Egypt, only the males add up to 7 million.
他说
70几个人
啊，要回来就60万啊，
600,000，
哦，所以全部的以色列人呐、啊，要出埃及的时候，大概将近200万。 2 million.
So the entire population that exiled from Egypt is about 2 million.
所以以色列人也会剩哦。
They are quite fertile. And this has a lot to do with the promise that God given to Abraham.
所以我想要我们大家休息的时候做一个作业。I am giving you homework. 因为这个家族啊，就是神的立约之家。This household is the household
that God has packed.
也是称为神的选民。
They are also called the chosen one.
我们看创世纪十二章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
从第一节到第三节。
Start from verse 1 to 3.
Noise group.
Here describes the process of chosen of Abraham.
所以在十一章以前呢，是神对所有全地的人呢。十一章以前呢，就是神啊跟全地的人的关系。
Prior to chapter 11, it describes the relationship God and everyone else.
但十二章啊，就从所有的人当中啊，拣选了一个人，叫做亚伯拉罕。
Now from chapter 12 on, God chose Abraham out of them.
因为神特别选召他，要成为信仰之父。
Because God specially chose him to become the father of faith.
神说你要离开本地本族父家。
He told him you have to leave your homeland.
啊，我要祝福去给你。
And I'll bless you.
神在这里应许给亚伯拉罕三大福气。
Here God gave him three blessings.
第一个就是说要把迦南地赐给他跟他的祖孙做产业。
Number one is God promised him the land of Canaan as the inheritance for his descendants.
第二个就是神要让亚伯拉罕的祖孙啊极其繁多。
So he will multiply his descendants.
第三个就是神要赐给他的大福气。
And number three, God will give him a huge blessing.
他说万民要因亚伯拉罕的祖孙来得福。
Which is the old people will be blessed through you.
所以这三大应许啊，一直跟以后的圣经啊，逐渐都有关系。
And these three promises has a direct connection with the rest of the Bible.
神好几次跟亚伯拉罕显现。
God revealed himself to Abraham.
一直反复地跟他重申这三大应许。Repeatedly,
he assured Abraham these three promises.
后来又把这些应许告诉以撒。And
he told these three promises to.
后来又告诉雅各。And
to Jacob as well.
所以给你们的作业啊。So
the homework here goes.
请你们在创世纪里面啊找到。 神给以色列人的、给亚伯拉罕祖孙的这三大应许。
You have to look for the verses that God gave to them.
把所有有关神要把迦南地赐给他们的圣经根据，统统写出来。
You have to find out all the verses in the book of Genesis about these three promises.
再来第二个。
Number two.
神要给他们。 土地嘛，哦，与土地有关的圣经经。
Number two,
第一个是有关土地的圣经经。
Number one is about the land.
那再来第二个就是要给他们祖孙很多。And
number two, find out the verses about the descendants.
第三个就是要万民要因亚伯拉罕的祖孙来得到福气。
And number three, the verses that has to do with all the people getting blessing through him.
在创世纪里面很多很多一直反复出现的三大应许。
In the book of Genesis, these three promises has, these three promises are there.
希望我们能够把这些神应许的这些内容啊经节把它找出来。
And hopefully we can find them all.
有没有问题？
Is there a problem?
有没有问题？明天啊，明天早上第一节来就请大家起来讲啊，看你找到哪一些。
Yes.
I had a hard time catching that. Can you say it one more time? This. What's the homework?
Yes.
Homework.
Can you say it one more time?
Repeat.
I couldn't understand.
One more time. Okay.
Okay.
Number one is find out the verses about.
就把神对亚伯拉罕应许的这三大武器。神对亚伯拉罕应许的三大武器。
There are three promises that God gave to Abraham.
因为神后来又跟亚伯拉罕重申好几次，他又对以撒讲，又对雅各讲。
Because the same three promises God repeat them to Jacob as well as to.
看我们能不能从圣经里面哦，创世纪里面去找到。
So,
会不会很难
see if we can find all the verses concerning these three promises.
会不会很难
Do you think this is difficult?
举例说哈，我们看十三章。
Let's read chapter 15.
十三章十五节。十三章十五节。
Genesis 13 verse 15.
凡你所看到的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔。直到永远，十六节。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，有没有？这是神对亚伯拉罕，后来又讲了。
So this is one of the example of the land.
我们再看十五章。
Let's continue. Chapter 15.
十五章先看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
十五章第五节。于是领他走到外边说你向天观看数算众星能够数得过来吗又对他说你的后裔将要如此亚伯拉罕都没有儿子神就说你的后裔要像天上的星那样多
Now at that time Abraham has no son and God told him that your descendants gonna be as many as the stars in heaven
十八节
And verse 18
说当那日神跟亚伯拉罕立约说我已是给你的后裔从埃及河直到耶和华拉底河之地十九节就是基尼人基尼喜人迦摩人赫人比利喜人利瓦因人亚摩利人迦南人哥扎撒人耶布斯人之地这个是应许土地就是说迦南这一块地要给他祖先
So from verse 17 to 21 this is about land the promised land that we give to descendant of Abraham
我们试着去找找看好吧
Let's try to find these verses
你要你们把他们 three sections
对对 three sections 土地的祖孙的福气的
Divide these verses into three parts one about the land
about the descendants and about the promise. Genesis 实际上，亚伯拉罕再生的时候没有得到。
Although God has promised Abraham that he will give him all these three promises, but while Abraham was still alive, he did not receive.
撒拉死的时候才跟以弗伦人呐、买了一块坟地而已。
When his wife Sarah died, Abraham bought a small piece of land.
那结果四百多年以后，他们才回来得到迦南地。
And after 400 years later, they actually got Canaan.
本来亚伯拉罕一个儿子都没有。
In the beginning, beginning, Abraham has no son.
但是神在亚伯兰100岁的时候让他生以撒。
When Abraham was 100 years old, he begot Isaac.
在实现了要给他祖孙们得的第一步的应许。
And that's the first step toward his promise.
那以撒40岁结婚。
And when Isaac got married at age of 40,
20年没有孩子。
In 20 years, he had no son.
那以撒为利百加祷告，神又给他生了双胞胎。
Then when Isaac prayed for his wife had a twin.
然后来借这个雅各啊，他在生养13个孩子，12个儿子，一个女儿。
Then through Jacob, he had 12 sons and a daughter.
那借着这12个儿子啊，就生出了以色列的12个支派。
And the nation of Israel was through these 12 sons.
所以我们看到说到出埃及记的时候，变成将近200万人了。
Therefore, there were about 2 million people who exiled from Egypt.
所以神要让他祖孙完的第二个应许啊，就是实现了。
And that's the realization of God's promise.
那另外第三个啊，就是神要竖大屋给他，还要让他的祖孙让万民得福气。
Now the third promise is that all the people would be blessed through him.
那所以从亚伯拉罕的祖孙后来。出了大卫
，and from descendant of Abraham there was David，
又从大卫的祖孙出耶稣基督
，and from David the king Jesus Christ。
那所以这个福气啊，连到了所有世界上的万人。
And this blessing has given to everyone else in this.
所以到新约圣经里面就讲到耶稣基督的出生。
And therefore in the New Testament it mentioned about.The birth of Jesus Christ.
这是神对亚伯拉罕第三个应许的实现。
And that's the realization of the third promise that God given to Abraham.
那所以看加拉太书的第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
16节。三章16节。
Galatians 3:16.
说所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕和他祖孙说的，神并不是说众祖孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个祖孙，指着一个人，就是基督。所以神说要让那个祖孙，让万民得福气啊。
And when Lord mentioned to him that the nation would be blessed through him.
从他的祖孙、
from his descendant、
他说不是所有的以色列祖孙、
it doesn't mean that the blessing would be through
单单指着一个人
but through one descendant
那就是耶稣基督
that is Jesus Christ
所以在路加福音的第一章、里面就是说耶稣基督、就是神对亚伯拉罕所应许的那个要给万民带来福气的那个祖孙。
Therefore, in the first chapter of Book of Luke, it says that Jesus Christ is the descendant that God promised to bring blessing.
所以整个救恩啊，就从亚伯拉罕这个应许一直下来。
And the salvation comes from the promise that Lord have given to Abraham.
所以我们在学习出埃及记的时候，我们就了解说，这是整个神应许的一段的过程。
Therefore, while we are reading the book of Exodus, we should realize that this is a process of realizing the promises.
我们再看一下创世记十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15.
十三节。
Genesis 15.Verse
13. 15章十三节。
15:13.
神对亚伯兰说啊，你要一切都知道，你的后裔必聚居别人的地，要服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年。十四节。
Verse 14.
那并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。那后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。十五节。我们看到这里就好。那个时候亚伯拉罕没有儿子了。
At the time, Abraham had no son yet.
啊，因为他去打仗，他救了罗德一家回来。
He went to a fight to save his niece.
那神向他显现说，我要赐大福气给你。
And God revealed himself to him, saying, "I will give you a great blessing."
那不然说，你给我再多的福气也没有用吗？
But Abraham replied, "There's no use that you're giving me this blessing."
因为你现在给我这么多产业啊，啊，将来啊，就是我家里面的仆人以利以谢啊，我通通交给他了。
Because all that I have now, you belong to my servant.
那神说啊，不是的，你所生的才要成为你的后裔。
However, God said to him, "No, this blessings will go to your son."
啊。然后来神就带他到外面了，说你算算看天上的星星，你算得过来吗？
Then God brought him outdoor and pointed to the sky, saying, "Can you count the numbers?"
说你将来的祖孙就是这么多。
And the number of your descendants would be like the number of the stars.
而当时亚伯拉罕呢，就相信神的话，所以神就称他为义。
And at that time, Abraham believed in what God said to him. Therefore, God counted him as righteous.
所以罗马书啊，保罗在讲因信称义的道理，就从这里来。
And this is the source of being righteous through faith.
啊，然后神又对亚伯拉罕说啊
，And again, God said,
你为我献祭。
You should offer.
他在献祭当中啊，后来亚伯拉罕呢？啊，沉睡。
Then, during the offering, Abraham fell asleep.
啊，结果神在异象当中啊，就指示他的祖孙将来所要遭遇到的事情。
Then, in a vision, God revealed to him what is going to happen to his descendants.
说他的祖孙后来会聚集在别人的地。
And the vision, tells him that they will be living in somebody
else's land. 然后变成很强大的民族。啊，受到迫害，神再把他们救回来。
And there will be, they will multiply, however persecuted, then God will deliver them.
所以到耶稣的时候啊，他就变卖到埃及。
And at the time of Joseph, there was, he was sold to Egypt.
因为迦南地遇到饥荒啊，所以他们全家族的人就下到埃及去了。
And because of the famine that is happening.In that canon, they had to go to Egypt.
啊，因为耶稣对埃及国有很大的贡献。
And because Joseph had a great contribution to the nation.
法老王就把最好的歌山地呀、啊、给以色列人在那里居住。
And therefore, Pharaoh gave them the most fertile land in Egypt.
因为歌山地是在尼罗河畔呢、啊，啊，所以土地非常肥沃。
And the land was.Right beside the river Nile, therefore the land was very fertile.
结果以色列人住在那里，因为他们是牧羊的。啊，埃及人最讨厌牧羊人。
And they were tender of sheep, and however Egyptians they detest.
啊，所以很自然的，以色列人在歌山地就变成一个啊，自然繁殖生育啊的一个地方。
And therefore, the nation of Israel multiplied.
啊，比较少受到埃及人的影响。
And they were not disturbed by Egyptians.
啊，慢慢的就变成一个非常强大的民族。
And slowly they have become a great nation.
啊，然后神再把他们带出来。
And then God brought them out.
有时候我们在想说啊，神为什么要这样做？
Sometimes we wonder why would God do this.
你看。以色列人他们本来在迦南地的时候
while Israel was in land of Canaan,
迪拿在事件的地方啊，就受到事件人羞辱辱辱。
They were humiliated in Shechem.
犹大又去娶外邦人，娶迦南人。
And Judah married a foreigner.
所以他们在那个迦南地受到当地人的那个影响很大。
Therefore.They were greatly influenced by the native people of Canaan.
假如神没有把他们带离这个迦南地啊，可能以色列这个家族就被同化掉了。
And if God never brought them out of the land of Canaan for a while, they will be assimilated.
啊，神让他们在歌山地慢慢的成长。
And when God allowed them to grow in Egypt.
啊，本来这个歌山地又是一个富庶非常好的地方。
And because this land was a fertile land.
以色列人在那里生活很安定，很富足。
They had great time to grow in number.
啊，照讲起来，谁要离开这个安逸的地方？
So, who would like to leave this fertile land?
所以神就让这个埃及啊，新兴的王来破坏他们，让以色列人在受苦当中啊，甘愿的离开埃及。
And for this reason, God allowed the Pharaoh to persecute them. Therefore, they had a chance to leave the land.
所以这个埃及出埃及记里面的故事啊，相当美哈。
Therefore, the story that is recorded in the Exodus is actually
我现在就是把一些重点啊，给我们大家啊学习。
And just point out a few highlights.
啊，前面的旧约圣经前面五章，我们都晓得这是摩西写的。
We know that the first five books in Old Testament are written by Moses.
出埃及记谈到，如果从历史、从地理来讲呢？
And Book of Genesis.
四十章，我们可以把它分成三个地方。
Exodus.
哎，出埃及记哈，四十章里面，我们按地理可以把它分成三个地方。
The 40 chapters of Exodus, according to geographical information, we can divide them into three parts.
啊，第一章到十二章是在埃及。
First part is.From chapter 1 to 12, that is the story happening in Egypt.
十三章以后啊，就是出埃及过红海，啊，到十八章是到了西乃山。
And from 13 to 18 is they spend time in desert.
十九章以后到四十章啊，都是在西乃山下。
And from
西乃山。
From chapter 19 to 40, they are under the mount.
啊，如果从这个事迹的经过来讲
，and if we divide from
事迹就是
from the events，
啊，他们第一章呢、啊、就是在埃及受苦，为奴隶。
Chapter one talks about how they were persecuted in that of Egypt。
那第二章开始呢、啊，就是神为他们预备救星啊，啊，然后拯救他们出埃及的过程。
And from chapter two on, talks about how God prepared a savior for them.
到了十五章就过红海了。
And from chapter 15 on, they crossed the Red Sea.
啊，十五章到十八章这一个阶段就是红海到西乃的过程呢，就是神不断的一直操练他们的过程。
And from 15 to 18, is the process that God trained them.
十九章以后到四十章就讲律法跟造会幕。
From 19 to 40, it talks about law.And building of the ark.
这是从那个事迹上啊来谈，来分段。
This is how we divide the chapters from the events.
那如果从内容来看呢，我们可以把它分成两大段。
Now, if we divide the chapters from the content, we can divide into two parts.
一章到十八章是神拯救他们离开埃及的过程。
From 1 to 18 is how God saved them from Egypt.
啊，选民得到救赎的经过，这是历史。
It's the process that the chosen one obtained salvation.
那十九章以后啊，就是谈到律法。
From 19 on, it mentioned about the law.
这是从出埃及记的内容来分类啊，可以把它分两类，一个是历史，一个是律法。
And that's how we divide the chapters from first part the history, second part the law.
啊。那谈到这里有没有问题？
Any questions so far？
有没有问题？我们看回来第一章哈。
Let's turn back to chapter one。
第一章里面我们谈到。以色列人跟这个埃及之间的关系。
Chapter 1 talks about the relationship between Egyptian and Israel.
以色列人是立约的家族，也就是神的选民。
Israelites are the chosen one.
所以神跟他们立很多约啊，要束缚去给他们，这是个立约的家族。
And God has a lot of covenant and promises to them.
神曾经跟亚伯拉罕立约，啊，又跟大卫也有约，在以色列人西乃山也有约，所以就有好几个约哈。
And there are many covenants that is in the Old Testament.
啊、这个约啊就是神跟你立约、啊、立约本来是有权利有义务嘛。
And the covenant,、there are two sides. One is the right and responsibility.、
啊、那神跟人立约啊就是神主动要把福气施给你，所以神是施恩的一方。
And,
人是领受的一方。
And when God make a covenant with people,usually we are the receiver of blessing.
啊，人主要的就是神跟你立约，你就好好守住这个约呀、啊，神的恩典就会给你。
And all man has to do is to keep the covenant.
啊，所以旧约时代哈、啊，主要是神跟选民亚伯拉罕的祖孙立约。
Therefore, in the Old Testament, it mentioned a lot of covenants.
啊，神跟他们立约啊，有一个记号啊，就是是割礼。
And there is a sign for the covenant, which is the circumcision.
以色列的男丁啊，统统要是割礼。
All the males among Israelites they have to receive circumcision.
啊，就是跟一般人分别的一个记号。
And from here, they separate themselves from the Gentile.
啊，到了新约啊。耶稣基督也跟我们立重新立约。
And in the New Testament, Lord Jesus Christ made a covenant with us.
所以我们现在是属灵的亚伯拉罕祖孙。
And therefore, we became spiritual descendants of Abraham.
新约时代的神的选民。
And we are the chosen one in the New Testament.
按用什么做记号
？And what is our sign?
就是借着耶稣基督的宝血洁净。
The sign is we are all cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
所以旧约时代选民的一些事迹啊，都是对我们今天有很多的教训在。
Therefore, a lot of stories that happened to the chosen people in the Old Testament.
以色列民跟他们埃及之间的关系，就是我们现在信徒跟世界的关系了。
The relationship between the chosen one and the Egyptian.Likened to the relationship of us to the world.
因为从圣经里面看呢、啊，埃及是一个罪恶的世界。
From the point of view of the Bible, Egypt is a world of sin.
亚伯拉罕曾经下埃及啊，结果他的妻子差一点被夺走。
Abraham has once went to Egypt and his wife was almost taken from.
结果他带了很多财物回来，变成。他没有办法跟罗德一起生活，啊，罗德后来失败的原因。
And that trip made him separate from his niece Lot, which in the result caused him to fail.
以撒遇到饥荒的时候，他也想要下到埃及去。
When Isaac encountered famine, he once thought about going down to Egypt.
神说你不要下埃及。
However, God stopped him.
把你好好的耕种。
God told him to get his food from the land.
那结果他在当地的饥荒当中啊，他就乖乖听神的话，在那里耕种，那一年就有百倍的收成。
Therefore he obeyed God's command. He tilled the land, and he got hundredfold of harvest.
所以基本上神不太愿意以色列人下埃及。
So basically, God is quite unwilling for the Israelites to go down to Egypt.
因为埃及对以色列人来讲虽然很大的引诱，但是啊，神不愿意他们去。
Although there's a lot of temptation for Israelites, but God is unwilling for them to go down there.
刚刚我们谈过说，因为耶稣在埃及做宰相，啊，神就是预备他们去那里。
Now, because Joseph had become a prime minister.Egypt, therefore, God allowed them to go down there.
但是也是暂时让他们居住一段时间，还是要把他们带回来。
However, this is a temporary thing.
所以耶稣虽然在那边做宰相，雅各也去聚集在埃及，但是他们的心都是在迦南地。
Although Joseph became a prime minister in Egypt, however, their hearts reside in the land of Canaan.
耶稣就事先跟他们讲说啊。 将来你们一定要离开这里，所以你们要把我的骸骨也带回去。
And Joseph told them in advance that in the future you will leave this land and you will bring my remains.
虽然那么的富足啊，那么的啊，就是地位崇高啊，但他们不会一直想念在埃及的。
Although Joseph had acquired quite prestigious status, however, they would not.
他们还是盼望说回到迦南地，因为那是神应许的地方。
They do not want to stay in Egypt forever. They want to go to Canaan because that's the promised land.
所以我们虽然在世界寄居啊，但是我们是天上的国民。
Although we are living in everywhere around the world, we are the.
我们也不要光思想这个罪恶的世界，我们要常常思想天上的事情。
We shouldn't have our thoughts only on things on earth. We should think about the things in heaven.
我们看希伯来书的十一章。
Listen to Hebrew chapter
12. 十一章。
Book of Hebrew chapter 11.
二十四节。
Chapter 11 verse 24.
希伯来书十一章的二十四节，那里讲到说，摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。二十五节，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。二十六节，他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。因为他想望所要得的赏赐，所以这是告诉我们呢、啊，我们既然是神的选民哦，我们要效法摩西呀、啊。
He tells us, because we are chosen people of God, we have to learn from Moses.
摩西本来生活在埃及地。
Moses was living in Egypt.
他既然能够成为法老女儿之子，有非常崇高的地位。
Was able to acquire a high status to become the daughter of, to become the son of daughter of Pharaoh.
在埃及的王宫里面受到最好的教育。
And he received the highest education in the palace.
使徒行传说他说话行事都非常有才干。
It was mentioned that Moses had great ability, in spoken and doing things.
所以在埃及王宫里面、啊、有权势，有享乐。
A lot of pleasure in the palace.
让他在信心上慢慢的成长。
In his faith was also growing.
不然他知道说啊，他是希伯来人，他不是埃及人。
At the point when he realized he was not an Egyptian.
所以他就离开埃及王宫的享受，放弃了法老女儿的身份，女儿儿子的身份。
At that point, he forsake his status as the son of God.
所以他就离开埃及呀、
啊。Then he left Egypt.
他跟百姓一起受苦。
And suffer with his own people.
所以呢，他已经看到了将来那个更美的赏赐。
He did this because he saw the reward that lies in the future.
所以埃及王宫的享受是最终之乐，是暂时的。
And the pleasure in the palace is temporary.
但是在天上的福分、啊、那是永远的。
And the blessing that lies in heaven kingdom is forever.
我们在这个世界上也是一样。
And it is same for us living in this world.
世界是暂时的，有一天都会过去的。
This world is quite temporary and it will pass away one
day. 所有的荣华富贵啊，它都是短暂的，消失掉。
All the glories are transient.
有唯有在神的国里面、啊、那才是极重永远无比的荣耀。
And only the glory that we will receive in heavenly kingdom is forever.
所以以色列人在埃及、啊、就是我们现在信徒、啊、在这个世界的处境一样。
Therefore, we live in this world is like an, God's people living in Egypt.
因为这个埃及地、啊、充满着偶像，埃及地、啊、充满着罪恶。
The land of Egypt is filled.With sin.
埃及地、啊、最有名的就是金字塔。
And the most famous thing in Egypt is the pyramid.
里面是什么？死人的尸体。
And what lies in the pyramid? A dead body.
所以这个埃及地、啊、是没有生命的一个地方。
Therefore, the land of Egypt is a land without life.
那这个世界也是一样, 罪恶淫乱, 还有死亡。
And this world is the same as that land of Egypt. It's full of fortifications and dying.
法老王就是一表魔鬼了。
And the king of Pharaoh represent the devil.
还是一个残忍的王啊, 苦待百姓。
Who is a cruel king that persecute people.
所以魔鬼也是一样的奴隶世人, 还要让人做他的奴仆。
And it is same to the devil. He wants to enslave everyone.
法老王又要把以色列人把他消灭掉。
And the king of Pharaoh wanted to eliminate the entire nation.
所以魔鬼也是处处跟选民为敌。
And the devil is also the enemy of the chosen one.
所以这个出埃及记里面很多啊。 就是属灵上的一种征战, 神的百姓跟恶者的一种征战。
Therefore, in the book of Exodus, it is filled of the war between the chosen one and the devil.
我们看出埃及记第一章, 我们看第八节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1, verse 8.
出埃及记一章的第八节。
Exodus chapter 1, verse 8.
若有不认识耶稣的新王兴起，治理埃及。第九节。对让的百姓说：“看哪，这以色列人比我们还多，又比我们强盛。来吧，我们不如用挑衅待他们，恐怕他们多起来。如果若遇什么征战的事，就联合我们的敌人，攻击我们离开这地了。” 本来耶稣在位的，从那个埃及的历史来讲啊，耶稣在位的时候，那时候是外族来统治埃及地。
From the history of Egypt, when Joseph was the prime minister, Egypt was ruled by foreign nations.
哎，这我们可以从一些历史的资料啊，可以查到。
This we can acquire from.
那个有一个叫做牧人王朝啊，就是外族人来统治埃及。
There is a shepherd kingdom that reigned above Egypt at the time of Joseph.
后来埃及人起来反抗，埃及本地人起来反抗，革命成功，把那个外族人赶走。
And then the native Egyptian had a revolution that cast out these rulers.
所以他们变成自己来统治。
And from there they regained the sovereignty. 那这传到一个家族叫做兰塞家族。兰塞啊。The king, there was Ramses. At the time, the king was Ramses.
那这个兰塞第一啊，就是让以色列民为奴的开始。And
the king Ramses I was the beginning of.
然后来有一个王叫做塞提一世。
And then there was a pharaoh named Seti I.
然后再传到兰塞二世。
Then from Seti I, the next pharaoh was Ramses II.
这个兰塞二世就是当时圣经里面讲到的，让他们做苦工啊，要把他们的婴孩丢到河里面的。 这个王叫做兰塞二世王。
Ramses II was the king, the pharaoh that was recorded in Exodus chapter 1.
后来摩西长大以后要去救同胞嘛，后来因为他打死了埃及人，这个消息泄露了，他就跑到米甸去。
When Moses realized that he was a Hebrew, he killed an Egyptian and he had to fled.
那个要抓摩西来的，那个就是兰塞二世。And
the Pharaoh who wanted to capture Moses was Ramses II.
后来那个王死掉了，神才叫摩西回来。And
when that Pharaoh died, God called Moses to come back to Egypt.
另外一个王兴起，那个就是摩西就跟他争，要把以色列民带出埃及的另外一个王。
And that is another pharaoh who Moses was dealing with.
所以这里讲到说有新王兴起，应该是新的朝代的。
And in verse 8, chapter 1, verse 8, it says a new king. It means a new dynasty.
本来让耶稣做宰相的那个王朝，后来就没有了，被赶走了，还有新的王朝兴起来。
The new king referred to the new dynasty which oppressed.
当然这个新的王朝就不晓得耶稣的功劳。
And this new dynasty doesn't know anything about the wonderful word.
所以他们所看到的就是以色列人的强盛。
And they only saw the number of Israelites were great.
所以他们就想办法要埃及人做苦工。
And they thought of all kinds of ways to oppress the.
叫那个说生婆说，以色列人如果生男孩子，你就把他弄死掉；生女孩子就留下来。
And they ordered the midwives to kill the newborn babies, the male newborn babies.
这两个说生婆看起来那个名字不是犹太人，很可能是埃及人。
And these two midwives from the name look like they are Egyptians.
所以他们没有按照王的意思来做。
They did not follow the rule of king.
王说，你们怎么留下那个以色列人男孩子的生命呢？
And when the Pharaoh questioned them, how come you didn't kill the male babies?
他说，希伯来人跟我们埃及人不太一样。
And they told the king that the babies of the Hebrew aren't like this.
他们长得很强壮。 他们的妇女长得很强壮。
The females of Hebrew, they are quite strong.
等到他们生小孩子，我们住到来的时候，他们都已经生下来了。
When they are giving birth to a baby, when we are right there, they already conceived.
所以他们就没有机会把那个小孩子弄死。
The baby is already out, therefore they have no chance to kill the baby.
他说因为这个说生婆，他们敬畏神，没有伤害以色列人的孩子。
Because the midwives, they fear the Lord. And they didn't kill the baby.
所以神就祝福他们，让他们成立家室。
And God blessed them for them to raise family.
以色列人，因为这样人数越来越多。
And because of this, the number of Israelites grew and multiplied.
后来法老王就叫埃及人说，以色列男孩子、小孩子，统统把他丢到河里面去，让他死掉。
And then Pharaoh gave this command to throw all the babies to the river, to throw all the male babies of Hebrews to the river.
但是我们看到说，越逼迫，以色列人越强盛。
However, it is recorded here, the more the oppression is, the stronger the Israelites.
所以你在第三章会看到说，摩西看了一个异象。
From chapter 3, it records a vision given to Moses.
有荆棘，有火在燃烧。
That the fire is burning in the bushes.
但是那个荆棘很奇怪，火再怎么烧都不会烧毁掉。
However, the bushes are not consumed, no matter how hard the fire burns.
那这个荆棘是很卑贱的，当篱笆的一些，好像小小的植物。
And the bushes are worthless material.
本来一般是当柴火烧的，火一烧，一下子几秒钟就没有了。
Normally, people will use the bushes as something to start the fire.
那摩西所看到这个异象，说荆棘怎么烧，就是不会烧毁掉。
However, in his vision, Moses saw these bushes burning.
摩西真的很好奇，就要去看看。
And Moses got curious. He wanted to check it out.
后来神就出声来辅导他。
And God talked to him.
那其实这个荆棘就指着以色列人。
The bushes refer to the Israelites.
很卑微，就是在那边那个申论的卑微，在埃及当中是很让人看不起的、很平凡的一个种族。
The nation of Israel, they are quite, they have low status.
在火当中好像在那个。 火窑里面在受熬炼、受苦害当中。
And when they are under oppression of Egyptians, it's like they're burning by the fire.
啊，但是怎么越苦难呢、啊？啊，怎么都没有办法把它消灭掉。
那
完了，越强盛起来。
The more that they are being oppressed, the stronger they are.
啊，因为他们是神的选民呢、啊。
Because they are the chosen ones.
啊，本来埃及王以为说我们给他们苦工，啊，我们逼迫他们，啊，他们就会乖乖听我们的话，留在这里。
The Pharaoh thought, the more they oppress them, they would be more.Obedient and work as slave for them.
没有想到反而因为他们所受的苦越多啊，让他们才甘心乐意啊，要离开埃及地，离开歌珊地。
And it is because of the oppression that the Hebrew people want to leave Egypt.
所以《申命记》里面就说啊，本来他们在一个非常温暖的巢窝里面。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it says they were living in a warm place.
啊，所以神就把他们搅动啊，啊，让他们在那个巢窝里面呢、啊，啊，就住不下去了。
And God stirred them up so that they cannot live there anymore.
啊，然后神好像大鹰一样，啊，才逼着他们，啊，把他们带出来，啊，来到西奈山，啊，带他们到迦南地
去。And Lord is likened to a eagle that brought them out from Egypt.
所以圣经里面说，神常常用苦难救拔困苦人呐、
啊。And that is why in the Bible it says God usually uses tribulations to save poor people.
男人如果在平安、很顺利、很满足的地方，他不愿意离开那样的环境。
If one stay in the warm water, he would not like to leave his environment.
在埃及继续住下去，对他们不好。
And it is of no use for them to continue living.
所以神借着苦难，然后才把他们带出来。
And through tribulation, God brought them out of Egypt.